Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, I got the playbook last night, and you know, Evan's my roommate out here, so we were kind of just getting after last night, making flashcards, quizzing each other. So, you know, it's the first day. Everybody's kind of heads are spinning, and I think as a quarterback, you have to be able to calm everybody down and tell them the right play and the right protection, the right footwork, and just complete the pass and execute it. So I think I did a decent job, but it's the first day. I'm going to get better, and I was really just fortunate to be around Coach McAdoo, Coach Sullivan, and Coach Cignetti, and you know, learn from those guys.
Dave, how important
is that to do the cards and with the plays and stuff?
That's what I've always done. You know, I've been at two different high schools, two different colleges, so I've learned some new playbooks, and that always helps me.
Davis, how important is it for you? You mentioned your rooming with Evan. He said earlier just now you talked at the Senior Bowl, developed a bit of a repertoire. How important is it for you to develop such a chemistry now?
Yeah, it's funny because Evan was my favorite player at the Senior Bowl, and I told him that there, and you know, a couple months later we're on the same team, so that's really cool. Evan's a great player; he works his butt off. He did a great job today with his assignments and was coached very well. So, you know, we have a good relationship off the field, and hopefully that translates to a good, good relationship on the field.
How do you guys do it?
Yes, we texted throughout the process. He's one of my favorite players. I watched Ole Miss over the years, watching different teams film, and you know, I'm glad he's a Giant.
How do you do with your assignments today?
I think I did a good job. You know, it's the first day. You know, I have a long way to go again, but I think I have a good foundation to teach off of, and I'm continuing to get better because, you know, this is important to me. I'm going to work my butt off to get there.
How did you like the wind?
It's normal to me. That's how it is in Lubbock, Texas, and you know, you got to spin it through.
What was it about Angus game that you liked so much?
To me, I thought he was the best tight end there. You know, he was very physical. You know, a lot of people knocked on him because I guess they didn't block as much at Ole Miss, but you can split him out. He's one of the fastest guys in the draft last year, not just tight ends, just overall. He's a competitor. He works hard. You can tell he's dived into the playbook of the Senior Bowl. Learned it very quickly there, and he's done that last night, so hopefully we continue to get better, but it's the first day.
What was the correspondence like between the two of you? And obviously he was drafted in the first round, and then you were drafted in the third round. Did he reach out to you? You reach out to him at that point?
Yeah, whenever he got drafted in the first round, I was pumped for him. You know, I was about to text him, and I was kind of waiting to see what team I went to, and he ended up being the same team, so we immediately texted each other and talked about when we get up here and when we got to get our playbooks and stuff like that. So it was... we have a good relationship so far, and you know, it translates to a good first practice.
Was it your choice that you guys are rooming together, or did that just kind of work out?
It just kind of happened that way.
Was it like meeting your coaches? I guess you probably hadn't done that until this week, right?
Exactly. You know, met Mr. Reese, you know, Coach McAdoo yesterday, and right when I got in, and Coach Sullivan, and you know, Coach Cignetti. I mean, it was a great room, great people, very detailed oriented, and I get better. So I mean, it's the first day, and I have a lot of room for improvement, but I'm going to work very hard to get as good as I can be.
Has it been strange? I mean, the last 2 weeks you've been sort of a giant and haven't really known these guys.
Yeah.
You know, come in and meet
them.
No
doubt. I'm just excited to be here, you know, just in this area and be around the new teammates and try to be a great teammate first and work really hard, work at my craft because I have a ways to go because I came from a different system. But I'm going to get there because I'm going to work very hard today.
What did you do for the last 2 weeks?
I worked out on my own and was at my dad's high school and had guys, you know, run West Coast-type routes because I didn't know the verbiage we were going to run here, but just watching stuff on YouTube and trying to find different ways to get better. And had Jim Zorn, went out to Seattle and just kind of mastered my craft when it comes to West Coast offenses and defensive fronts and schemes.
Is that the biggest lesson you took from Jim Zorn, the West Coast system?
I would say so. There's a lot of things I took from him, just how detail-oriented the NFL is and how much work and time and effort you do have to put into this position. So I'm going to do that, and we'll see what happens.
So you went out to Seattle after the draft?
Mm-hmm. Yes, for about 4 or 5 days.
How different?
Yeah, it's just different rhythm. You know, just you're in progression reads, or you know, there's so many different types of reads we have here, about 4 or 5 that are simulated from a starting point to any point. They can vary, so it all ties in with your feet, and that's something I need to work on, just because I haven't taken many 5 and 7 step drops in my college career, but. That's every quarterback coming in from the spread system. So we're all on the same foundation, but I'm here now. I'm a New York Giant, and now I have to get better and get up to speed with the rest of the guys because the rest of the quarterback room is very good.
What was your first impression when you saw the playbook, when you actually started going through it?
Let's get after it. You know, I want to make it like my baby. You know, I want to make sure that this is my thing. You know, I want to shape this right. I want it to be my only part of life that I'm focusing on and really dive in and get focused with it and learn it like it's the back of my hand because that's the most important thing in quarterback.
Was the concept and plays though kind of what you were expecting? Or?
And there's some different verbiages, obviously. Every system has their own system kind of deal. But I think I have a relatively good foundation working with Coach Dolan, and I'm just looking forward to being a great around great coaches and obviously a great quarterback.
Have you talked to Eli since he called you?
I've sent a couple of texts asking him some offensive stuff and what they'd like to do and what they do. So, but he's been responsive. It's been a good relationship. Having said, sir.
What are you looking to get out of that relationship?
Yeah, I'm just going to be myself. And obviously, he's one of the best players I've ever played this game. So I want to be a sponge around him. You know, I don't want to, you know, nag him and be that little rookie. But at the same time, if I have a question that I feel like can be asked, I want to ask it. And whenever he's just doing stuff, taking 7-on-7, taking dream, and taking mental notes, and trying to put his game into mine and just try to get better.
The night you were picked, you told us on the phone and you didn't really know what your role would be. Have you talked to Jerry and Ben about what that role is and what they said to you about?
Yeah, he's got to be a great teammate first. I mean, it's the first day. I don't know the offense yet, so I have a long way to go. So right now, it's be a great teammate and learn the playbook as fast as you can, as efficiently as possible as you can, and we'll go from there.
Do you see yourself as the heir apparent, or do you see yourself as a rookie who's just starting?
That's not my job. I don't pick who has playing time or anything like that. It's just my job to be the best player I can be and let the coaches handle that. I'm just worried about being a good quarterback first and being a great teammate.
Did going to Cal and acclimating and taking control of things happens so quickly, now being on a third team in 3 years, does that experience help you kind of in getting in and right away and kind of establishing yourself?
Yeah, I moved around. My dad's a coach, obviously, so we moved around a little bit growing up. And went to Texas Tech as a captain there. Moving up to Cal after 8 weeks ago to captain there. So I like that. You know, you're around new friends, new teammates, a new system. You got to get after it, and you kind of have to be all gas, no breaks, because it's coming. And that's the kind of situation I'm in right now. Just got the playbook last night, and I have a long way to go to master that, and I'll try to do the best work I can be for the Giants.
All right.
So you'll have a message by tomorrow, is that safe to say?
Day by day.